Part B. Directions. For questions 6 to 10, you'll hear an introduction of a guided tour of the House of Commons. While you listen, complete the sentences or answer the questions. Use not more than 3 words for each answer. You now have 25 seconds to read the sentences and the questions below.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are in the chamber of the House of Commons, and this is where all the important debates take place, which of course decide which new laws are going to be passed and how the government is going to carry out its policies. The chamber you are looking at today has a lot of the features of a chapel, because it was in St. Stephen's Chapel that the House of Commons had its first regular home. From 1547 until it was burned down in the Great Fire of 1843, some of you may know the famous picture painted by Turner of that fire. This present building is actually the third home of the Commons. The second one, built in 1852, was destroyed by German bombs in 1941. And this one was built in the same style as the old one in 1950. In all, there are 650 members, but if you were to count them, you would find only 437 seats. So, if members get there a little late, they have to crowd in by the speaker and stand. Now, a lot of visitors think this is a bit strange, and many of the MPs themselves complain that it's ridiculous. They say you can't carry on the business of modern government in a place that's old-fashioned and too small. Well, against all of that, there are others who say that a small place like this is ideal for a more informal atmosphere. You can make comments, get up, and ask questions more easily. And the person on the other side can't just make a big speech and then hide. He has to get up, face his critics, and give an answer.
That is the end of Part B.